Oh, Christmas is a coming and the geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in a poor man's hat. You know that song? If you haven't got a penny, then a hay penny will do. If you haven't got a hay penny, may God bless you.
大家知道吗？这一个可能是在美国非常流行的歌，是圣诞节快到了，所有的不是鹅都慢慢的胖起来了，这个非常传统的一首歌。
I walked into Walmart yesterday and it said 24 days until Christmas.
啊，我昨天到这个 Walmart 去，他们一直在讲说已经到圣诞节还剩下24天了。
How does that make you feel?
大家会觉得怎么样呢？他开始讲说24天到了圣诞节。
How many of you got some good deals at Black Friday?
昨天那个 Black Friday 是不是有些人有些东西有些手举起来很好？
I'm glad to see that you survived the tents and the long lines and the fights.
我不想大家经过这个有人在排队这个帐篷啊，好多的 line， 甚至有像这样在抢的东西，大家还可以缠身到这里来。
So how many of you have your plans all made for Christmas already, and you know what you're going to be doing?
大家有计划在 Christmas 已经有计划了，就举手一下。好，有一些人都有计划，很好。
You know, sometimes the most exciting part about Christmas is just the anticipation of what's going to happen.
有时候最圣诞节最好就是你觉得大概有一些东西你可以期盼，这是最好的一件事情，在我自己认为。
The dictionary says that anticipation is an emotion involving pleasure, excitement, and sometimes anxiety.In considering some expected or longed-for event.
在这个字典的定义上面，所谓的期盼就是一种情绪，你会有很高兴，也会有一个非常的雀跃，甚至有时候有点焦躁，因为有些事情在未来要发生了，一直在等待的。
So how many of you would fall into the category of pleasure and excitement as you anticipate Christmas?
大家如果觉得心里非常高兴的在 Christmas 啊，好多人举手了。
How many of you fall in the category of anxiety, worry?
圣诞节快到，有点焦躁的啊，也有举手的。
You know, sometimes what happens far exceeds what we anticipated, and we are really happy.
So 有时候我们期待的事情比我们想象的要多一点点。
But sometimes anticipation can actually end up in disappointment because what we anticipated did not happen.
So 有时候我们期盼的事情或许不是我们想象的。变成就是非常的失望。
I think back a long time ago when I was in fifth grade.
在好久好久好久以前，当我是五年级的时候。
I know some of you are surprised I can remember that long ago.
或许你们有些人非常惊讶，我竟然还能够记到小学五年级的事情。
I had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Van Buren.
我这个那时候有个老师叫做Van Buren 老师。
And if I recall correctly, that year for Christmas, I got some underwear, some socks, and a few little toys.
So 那个我记得那时候那个礼拜那个 Christmas 我有一些内衣一些袜子跟一些礼物。
So we come back to school, and Mrs. Van Buren says, "Why don't we all share what we got for Christmas this year?" Woo!
大家都开始说回到学校之后，大家一起说那个礼圣诞节有些什么礼物，大家一起在就开始欢哗起来了。
And of course, old Mary Jane was always, "Hey, teacher, I want to tell first, you know." And she's telling all this stuff she got, and everybody's telling all their big presents. And I mumbled something like, "I got some clothes and a few toys."
有些人就开始在讲说了好多好多东西，尤其是其中一个小孩子 James， 但是我自己有些东西我就不晓得怎么样说。
Because you see, with a family of 9 children, my parents believed in practical gifts, not fun gifts.
所以说，因为我们家里有九个小朋友，我父母亲一直相信的不是一些很有趣的礼物，只是一些比较实际上的礼物，就像我拿到的内衣裤一样。
So maybe what we should talk about is December 26th. How have you felt on December 26th in the past?
所以说，我们应该想的是，过完圣诞节的那一天，你的感觉将会是怎么样？就是12月26号的那一天。
You say, "Oh, I had a great Christmas. I got all this. It was exciting and really great."
就是那一天会讲说，哇，我有很多的礼物。那一天我就感觉到真是非常的好，非常兴奋。
Or were you disappointed?
或者是那一天你会觉得我非常的失望。
How will you feel on December 26, 2013?
会在这个2013年的12月26号，你觉得你今天会觉得怎么样
？Well, we don't really know yet because we're not prophets, right?
实际上我们大家可能都不知道，因为我们都不是先知。
But I think all of us would like to say that it was more than we anticipated, it was more than we expected, it was great.
我们大家都会想说，如果说我们得到的东西比我们想要得到的东西要多一点，大部分大家都认为这是一件好事。
So I think that in order to have that happen, we can greatly increase the chances by starting today on December the 1st to make sure this Christmas is more meaningful.
所以说，既然如果大家都认为这样子的话，那早点准备是不是很好呢？所以，我们从今天12月1号就开始准备，让这个圣诞节更有意义。
And so that's what I've titled my sermon this morning, Making Christmas More Meaningful.
所以说我今天这个讲到的主题就是让圣诞节更加的有意义。
And this is going to be quite a bit different today. This is not really a sermon, in my opinion.
我今天讲的内容实际上不大是一个讲道的内容，因为跟普通的讲道是大有不同。
Because we can't go to the Bible and see what it says about celebrating Christmas, because it never even tells us to celebrate Christmas
因
much.
为你要是从圣经想要去查考这个庆祝圣诞节，你会找到没有一个章节会讲这样的事情。
However, since it's such a huge part of our culture, I think it's an important thing to talk about.
但是在我们中间，这是一个在我们生活当中、在文化当中非常重要的事情，我觉得说是非常有意义要讨论一下这方面的事情。
And we as Christians like to complain, like, oh, don't take Christ out of Christmas. Let's say Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays.
这有时候我们讲说，在这个圣诞节不要把耶稣基督放外，除了讲 Merry Christmas，我还可以做其他的事情。
And then we turn right around and celebrate Christmas like the rest of the world, and we take Christ out of Christmas in our celebrations.
当我们在这样讲的时候，但是我们又跟这个世界的人一样，又是把耶稣基督摆在旁边，又去庆祝这个圣诞节，像传统式的庆祝一样了。
And there are many, many things that we can do to make Christmas more meaningful. I only want to suggest some this morning to get you to thinking along this line so that your Christmas will be more meaningful.
当然，这有很多事情你能让圣诞节更有意义啊。但是我在今天要跟你们提的，就是几件事情能够帮助大家庆祝这个圣诞节，让它更有意义。
So, if you'd like to follow along by filling in the notes there in the back of the bulletin, on the back of the bulletin.
如果说大家要做点记录的话，你那个后面的单张后面有一些outline 是可以慢慢把它填下来，让你有些记录。
So the first thing I would suggest is you focus on important things.
我第一件事情要让大家记住的是专注在重要的事情上面。
And we might disagree on what important things are, but first of all, I would say to find joy in the truly important things.
或许大家会想说，重要的事情到底是怎么样？因为每个人观点不一样，但是我想说，把这个你的喜悦放在真的是很重要的事情上面。
Bill McKibben wrote in Christianity Today that Christmas is a school for consumerism, and that we learn to equate delight with materialism.
这个先生叫做 Bill McKibben 讲说，现在的这个消费的世界里面，我们 Christmas 就好像去一个消费学的一个学校在学的。他讲的是说，现在好像我们在消费里面，我们学的事情就是把所有的物质享受换了一个相等的符号，跟这个高兴一样，等于是高兴就等于物质上面的享受。我们都在学这些事情。
As a result, we're more excited and joyful with bargains we find, with presents we get, with food we're going to eat, with parties we're going to go to, and all of these things.
所以说，我们会觉得我们会非常高兴的事情是说，我们买到一个好的东西，还是找到一个很好的礼物。还是说你有一个很好的一个食物，让跟家人在一起，你会觉得非常的高兴，非常的喜悦。
I think we should continue actually Thanksgiving and be thankful first of all for the Word of God.
因为我是觉得认为继续一个感恩节的传统，我们应该是继续对神的话语非常的感恩。
So you can say to somebody, "You got a new gadget? Oh, that's pretty cool. How long will it last?"
你有时候会想到说，我有一些特别的这些玩具，你觉得这些玩具会持续多久呢
so, ？I've got the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus said, "My words will never pass away."
我手上这个圣经，所有你的玩具都是短暂会过去，但是我手上这个圣经的话，永远都不会过去的。
And we should rejoice in the salvation of our souls.
我们也应该第二件事情是我们应该非常高兴，因为我们的灵魂都得到得救了。
We might say, "You mean they love you so much they gave you a gift that cost $1,000?"
你有时候觉得说，那人家给你一个礼物，他真的还给你，而且那个礼物是值了5000多块。
Say, "Guess what? Jesus loved me so much, he gave me his very life."
但是你知道吗？耶稣基督爱我，他爱到甚至把他的生命都给了我。
We can also rejoice in the works of the Lord.
我们甚至也可以去享受神所做的所有的善功。
You're impressed by your new electronic gadget that will do a gazillion things?
你或许是说你有一个很好的电动玩具，它会做了这个亿万的好多好多的事情。
Well, take a look out the window and look at God's creation and how much more amazing that is than this electronic gadget that will do a gazillion things.
你如果说把这个窗户打开，你看到神所创造的万物，他万物跟所有的事情，他可以做更多更多事情，甚至比亿万的事情还多。
By the way, wasn't the snow beautiful this week?
你认为这个礼拜的雪是不是非常的好呢？
Or were you one of those ones that grumbled because you had to drive through it or shovel it or something like that?
或许中有一些人必须要铲雪，要开车，或许你对这件事情不是非常喜欢，或许你其中的一个。
And we can rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always is what the Bible tells us.
我们有更是要为着神而喜悦，这是圣经教导我们的，为着神喜悦，经常要做的。
And of course, the greatest gift that's ever been given, the gift of Jesus Christ.
当然是神最好的礼物，就是给我们了耶稣基督。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
所以在这个 Paul 在这个 Corinthians 上面讲的是感谢神给我们一个这么好的一个礼物。
What if we found more joy and excitement in these things than in the things we often focus on at Christmas? Would it change our Christmas?
所以说，你要是把你的心、你的专注住在我刚才讲的这些事情，你是不是圣诞节会过得更有价值呢？
So we can find joy in the truly important things, but we can also give important gifts that don't cost money.
所以说，我们或许也找到这个要必须要专注到这个很重要的事情，我们才会找到喜悦，而且能够让这些重要的礼物给人家，这些礼物真的不需要花费我们很多的钱。
You know that one of the most important gifts you could give to somebody this year might be simply time.
你知道最宝贵的给人家的礼物是什么吗？是你自己的时间。
You know there's someone in your life that might actually really enjoy it if you would spend some time with him and go for a walk with him, maybe on the moon on a moon at night.
或许你都不知道，有些人真的是非常享受你跟他一起。或许牵着手，晚上有在夜光晚上走一段时间啊，在走路上面，这个时间对他们讲是多么的宝贵。
Or to build a snowman with them，
或者是跟他一起做一个雪人。
Or you know I'm still old but I can do that. Have you ever made a snow angel with somebody? You know what a snow angel?
大家有没有做一个这个雪 snow angel， 做一个像running 像手笔的？
I can only do one leg at a time.
我只能做一次，只能做一个而已。
But if we really want to do this, we need to put it in our date book or our BlackBerry or whatever you use and let people know that you are making time for them and it's a gift.
有时候你甚至可以用其他的方式跟他讲，你自己有 BlackBerry 有什么东西的，可以跟他说你要跟他在一起有点时间。
Someone around us needs to have a little love shown to them.
有些人非常对珍惜你，有给他们有一点爱跟关怀。
Maybe they need a hug, or they need a letter, or they need a note just saying the words, "I love you."
那或许只是一个短短的一个简单的一个 note 或是一个 card， 你跟他讲说我爱你。
And another gift is simply undivided attention.
另外一个是对这个人是没有被其他事情分岔的一个关心。
Do you think you could actually lay down your phone or your iPad for a little while?
你认为你可不可以把你手上的 iPhone、iPad 暂时放下来呢？
Do you suppose you actually could have eye contact with somebody and talk to them face to face?
你有时间能够对某个人能够眼睛这样子看着跟他们有个面对面的一个谈话。
Not any of this stuff like, "Yes, dear, Yes, dear.
而不是听到了，但是你眼睛还在看其他的东西。
These are simple things, the gifts that we can give, very, very important gifts, and they do not cost money.
所以这三样东西跟大家分享的东西是非常好重要的礼物，但是它对我们来讲不花了很多金钱。
So let's find joy in the really important things.
所以说，让我们大家去找这个在重要的事情找到我们的喜乐。
And then we can give a gift to Jesus.
另外一件事情就是，我们甚至也能够做给耶稣基督一个礼物。
Whose birthday are we celebrating anyway?
大家知不知道是庆祝谁的生日？
Everybody said?
耶稣基督的生日。
It's Jesus' birthday. You know, I've heard this from several places. I don't know who to give credit for this story to. It's not mine, that's all I can say. But it comes from somewhere.
我讲的这个故事是有一个人讲的这个故事我不知道是谁说，但是某一个人说的。
It's titled The Christmas Letter from Jesus.
他这个故事是说是耶稣基督的诞生日，给耶稣基督写的一个 Christmas letter。
And this Jesus says, "Well, as you know, it's time for my birthday again."
我想说又是我的生日快到了。
Last year they had a really big party for me, and it seems like they will do again this year.
去年他们对我一个生日有一个很大的一个生日的 party， 今年他又会继续开始做了。
After all, they've been shopping and preparing for it for months now, and there have been announcements and advertisements almost every day now about how soon it's coming.
就是，其实不管怎么样，反正就是有很多对我的生日来了很多很多的这个宣布，他们就是大大的准备，要准备我的生日快到了。
They really do go overboard on it.
他们有时候真的做的太多，真的是我的生日不需要这样庆祝，做好多好多。
Can you believe what happened last year?
你知道上年发生了什么事情呢？
When my birthday came around, they threw a big party, and I wasn't even invited.
他们去年有一个很大的生日宴会，竟然这个生日里面，我竟然没有被邀请到。
Imagine the guest of honor, and they forgot all about me.
你可以想象吗？我是这个生日 party 最重要的，竟然我没有被邀请到。
And even though I wasn't invited, I thought I would quietly slip in anyway.
哇，他们没有邀请我，但是我是这样偷偷摸摸进去那个宴会当中。
So I came in and stood off to the side.
所以说我进去了，大家庆祝为了生日宴会，我就躲在旁边。
Everyone was drinking, laughing, and having a grand time while... Oh, I'll stop there. Everyone was drinking, laughing, and having a grand time.
每个人大家都是又喝又大家都很快乐每个人都很欢喜。
And all of a sudden, in came this fat fellow in a bright red suit, wearing a phony white beard and shouting, ho, ho, ho.
突然中间一个戴着红帽，一个白色的大胡子，竟然就笑了传统的 ho, ho, ho 进来了。
Everyone cheered. All the children came running over to him, excitedly yelling, "Santa!"
每个小朋友好高兴，大家都来跟他讲说是圣诞老公公。
You would have thought that he was the guest of honor, and the whole holiday was in his honor, not mine.
你会想说，哇，他搞不好，他才是生日 party 的最重要的角色，他搞不好就是那一天的生日的庆祝的人。
Finally, I had to leave, but no one even noticed that I had gone.
最后终于我觉得要走了，但是我走的时候，没有人知道我走了。
Well, the practical question is, then, if we're going to give Jesus a gift on his birthday, how do we do it? I mean, it's not kind of like you can send a UPS to heaven.
你知道这是耶稣基督的诞生日，但是你知道给他一个礼物还真的不是那么容易。你不是说用个 UPS fast delivery 就上去天堂了，这是不可能的事情。
And so maybe some of you are familiar with the story by Tolstoy that where love is, God is.
你或许对下面我要分享的这个故事，你可能非常清楚。当爱在哪里，神就在哪里。
It really answers the question of how can we give a gift to Jesus.
这个故事给大家分享的时候，你就知道怎么样给耶稣基督一个礼物。
I'm just going to give a synopsis of it. I would encourage you to go online and read the whole story.
我只是让大家稍微有一个这样简洁的报道，大家可以到 online 去找这个 Where God is, God is， 在 online 上面有整个的这个故事。
Stories about Martin, who was a cobbler, that means he made and repaired shoes.
这是关于一个 Martin 这个人，他是一个制鞋匠。
It's a little hard to see, but at the top there, his shop was below ground, but he had a window there where he could just see people's feet going by the window.
他的背景是这样的，他是一个制鞋匠，但是你知道他做鞋子是一个那样的桌子上面，但是他的窗户可以看到外面来来往往的人群。
And one night, Martin had a dream in which Jesus told him, I am going to come and visit you tomorrow, Martin.
有一天晚上，那个Martin做了一个梦，说耶稣基督要来拜访他。
And so the next day, he eagerly anticipated and was ready for Jesus to come.
当然下，隔一天他都非常心里非常的雀跃，一直在等到耶稣基督什么时候来。
And so he sat at his bench there and he worked, and as he worked, he could see the boots and the shoes going by his window.
他可以看到说，很多人就这样走过来，每个人都穿着鞋子走。 在他的店门前走过。
And during the morning, he looked out and he saw an old man who had been shoveling snow, who was tired, and he sat down to rest.
当他看到那一天早上有一个老人，他在街道铲雪，穿了一个鞋子，很累就坐了下来。
So Martin went out and called him and said, "Come on in, have some tea with me."
他说他看到这个人就老人就很tired，说进来吧，进来我的店里面喝点茶。
And he came in and warmed up and drank some tea, and he left happy and blessed.
这个老人进来就非常的高兴，又享受了这个茶点，后来就走了。
And after he left, Martin continued to watch for Jesus.
这时候Martin走，不是Martin走，这个老人走了之后，Martin继续看，有些人是不是经过，这是不是就是耶稣基督呢？
And later, as he looked out his window, he saw a young woman there with a baby and was trying to wrap the baby up to get the baby warm.
他看到街道上面有一个带着个小婴儿的妈妈，要把这个小朋友捆起来，让他保暖。And
so he went to the door and he said, "Come in, come in and warm yourself by my fire."
他说，哎呀，他觉得这个很冷，就邀请他进来店里，说在我这个火炉旁边稍微取暖一下。And
he gave her some of his soup and he found a nice warm coat to give her and he gave her some money as well.
他看到有一些给他一些汤，甚至找到一个很温暖的东西，帮小朋友滚起来，而且给他一些钱让他可以用。And
she was so happy and so blessed.
这个女士非常的高兴，觉得她真是受到了福祉。But
Martin still hadn't seen Jesus, so he continued to watch. But the day was getting shorter.
后来这个女人就走了，继续 Martin 继续等，等耶稣基督的来临。
And then he saw a young lad steal an apple from a lady.
就是看到一个小顽童在街上把一个女士这个苹果偷了抢了来。And
she grabbed him and said, "You're going to pay for this. You're going to go to jail."
这个女士就抓了他，抓了一个小顽童，说你必须要被关起来。And
so Martin rushed out there and actually rescued the boy.
这Martin就跑出去啊，就解救那个小顽童。
And after Martin had talked to them, then both the lady and the boy left happy and blessed.
他就去帮他们看，好像就好像解围了之后，这个女士也走了，很高兴。这个小顽童走了也很高兴，都没事了。
And so the day ended, the sun set, it got dark, and Martin never saw Jesus.
最后这个太阳下山了，Martin也没有看到耶稣基督出现。
And he was really, really disappointed.
他这时候真是非常失望，竟然耶稣基督没来。And
he opened his Bible and he began to read.
那时候他是开始晚上就开始把圣经打开，开始念了。And
these are the words that he read.
这时候是他圣经上面的章节，他念到这下面的。Then
the king will say to those on his right, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me."
他就说，一个王跟他讲说，当我是饿的时候，你给我一些东西吃；我是渴跟饥饿的时候，你给我一些东西吃喝；当我是一个陌生人的时候，你邀请我进去；我需要衣服的时候，你就给我衣服；我生病的时候，你照顾我。
Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
这时候一个有意的人就会问说, 神啊, 当我们什么时候看到你是, 啊, 你饿的时候, 我们可以喂你呢? 当你渴的时候, 我们有什么食, 有什么食物能够, 啊, 能够给你喝呢? 当我们什么时候看到你是一个陌生人, 我们可以邀请你进来呢?
The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
这时候就是这样讲的, 当然这个王就这样讲, 我跟你讲实在的事情, 当你做的事, 给所有一个最, 啊, 所有的向我亲近的一个弟兄姐妹, 你就是坐在我的身上。
So Martin realized Jesus had come to him, and the old man, and the woman with the baby, and the boy.
这时候他知道, Martin 就开始想到, 原来 Jesus 就是刚才来的这个老人, 就是这个带着小baby的这个妇人, 也是这个偷了苹果的这个小顽童。 他们都是耶稣基督的化身。
I have to ask myself, how many times have I missed Jesus in giving to him?
所以有时候我都问我自己, 有多少时间我跟耶稣基督, 啊, 擦身而过, 我没有见到他。
So I encourage you this Christmas, since it's Jesus' birthday, to give a gift of love to someone who cannot give back to you.
所以说我让大家, 啊, 鼓励大家, 给一个礼物, 一个爱的礼物, 让, 给某一个人, 那个人没有办法完全能够还给你这一方面的爱。
We decided when our children were quite little that we were going to make it a point to always give some present to Jesus in this way.
我跟我太太在以前就决定了, 我们要用这种方式给耶稣基督这样的礼物。
In fact, we even got a little more radical. I'm not suggesting you this, this is just what we did, but we even told them, we're making a big deal of this for Jesus. It's his birthday. When it's your birthday, we'll make a big deal for you.
我们甚至有个情度，这是到了某个极端，就是啊，这个是礼物是特别给耶稣基督的，但是到了你的生日的时候，我们另外再做一个给你。
Some people thought this was probably cruel and unusual punishment for our children. I mean, we did give some gifts, but we didn't do lots.
但是我有时候我的孩子自己觉得是非常的残酷，但是这就是我们做的一个方式。
And I'll never forget, I believe it was the first year we did this, and our son was about 7 years old, and we went out shopping and said, pick out something you would really like to have.
就是有在每年的过完之后，我们有一年觉得好像对小朋友不太公平，所以说我们就去了外面，就让小朋友说，你们自己选你们要的礼物。
We had them wrap it all up.
我们让他们都把这个礼物都包装起来了。
And then there was a place called Youth Haven Ranch up by Jackson, which was for children from very underprivileged homes who would not have any gifts for Christmas.
我们就去开车到了这个地方，是有些小朋友是非常不幸运的，他们在住在一个地方。And
then we took the gifts there and they gave them to be given to these children.
我们就带了他们，他们小朋友就把这个包装的礼物给了这些比较不幸运的小朋友。
And there are many ways we can give. Samaritan's Purse has a catalog here of ways to give gifts.
这个有很多方式在这个圣诞节可以给礼物。这个其中一个是撒玛利人的这个Purse，大家都非常清楚的。
So does World Vision.
还有一个是世界World Vision.
And a couple more.
还有很多东西在这个圣诞节中间都有一个很好的方式可以将礼物给一些人。
And you can give things like a goat for a family because they can get milk from the goat and cheese from the goat.
甚至可以给他们有些东西你可以给他们羊，因为他们可以有牛，可以奶，也有可以做成cheese.
You can give chickens, you can give many, many things for them to make their life better.
甚至你可以donate一些，比如说鸡啊，他们生活的品质上面能够改进。
So I would challenge you that if you really feel that's what you should do, that you would consider in this way or another way to give a gift to Jesus.
我认为这是其中的几些方式，当然是还有很多的方式，在这个圣诞假期中间，你可以给一个这么宝贵的礼物给人家。
And then the last thing is to celebrate Advent.
另外一个方式是让这个圣诞节更有意义是。 庆祝这个所谓的降临节期，对吧？在英文叫做 Advent。
No, this is not the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm not talking about that.
这不是一个 Christian 另外一个接派叫做第七天的这个节期派。
How many of you know what Advent is as far as a church celebration or Christian celebration?
大家对这个降临节期这个特别东西是不是有清楚的？
Well, I didn't hear about Advent until I was about 28 years old, and a lady in the church told me about it. She said, "Let's celebrate Advent." I said, "What's that?"
我直到了28岁才知道有人跟我讲什么叫这个降临节期的庆祝方式。
Some of the more liturgical or more formal churches, like say the Lutheran or Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholics, celebrate this every year.
有些教会把它当成一个是非常传统跟着敬拜的方式，比如说路德教会啦，还是其他的教会，把它装成一个非常正式一个教会的庆祝方式。
It literally means coming.
它在圣经上面的解释就是降临、来临的意思。
It's a time to prepare our hearts for the celebration on Christmas Day of the coming of Jesus to this earth to be our Savior and Lord.
它实际上就是一个传统的一个时间去庆祝去准备我们的心，去庆祝准备庆祝这个圣诞节来欢迎耶稣基督降临到这个世间，变成我们的救主。
And you start the fourth Sunday before Christmas, and you celebrate it from then until Christmas.
你从这个圣诞节开始算的前面的第四个星期，所以每四个在四周当中庆祝这个在 Christmas 之前庆祝，这就是这个降临节期的时间。
So guess what today, December 1st is?
所以说你知道今天12月1号是什么日子呢？
It's the first Sunday of Advent.
它是第一个降临前降临节期的第一个礼拜天。
And it's to help us to anticipate the celebration and looking forward to Jesus Christ. And so it's a very good celebration to observe.
它是一个期待，这是一个准备的期待庆祝耶稣基督降临在这个世间，这是一个非常好的一个仪式。
If you take your bulletin, you'll see a white insert like this inside of the bulletin.
说大家今天有单张的话，你看到里面有一个白色的单张，上面会写这个 Week One 这一个。
The church can only do this on Sunday, of course, but we would do this every day of the week with our family.
Church 在我们教会里面可能就只有礼拜天可以做，但是大家在家里每一天都可以做。
And the first candle really has to do with prophecy. Now, different places say different things, but this is what I'm going to buy. The first candle being prophecy.
这个每个地方庆祝这个蜡烛，在这上面这个蜡烛有不同的方式，有不同的这个时间，但是我就是让大家介绍这个第一个 candle 是庆祝一个耶稣降临的这个预告预知。
And so Nancy's going to come and join me. And since none of our family is here today, we want some volunteers to come and join us and be part of our family, and we're going to demonstrate to you how we do Advent.
所以说，因为我今天家里没有人来，所以 Nancy 跟我要去做。我想邀请在座有愿意跟我变成我的 family 一起来庆祝的话，做 demonstration 可以进来。Go ahead. We got what? 3 more seats?
Oh, we can set on the floor. We can set in chairs. We can have a big family as big as
okay,
we want.
Okay, 来。Good.
We're glad somebody wants to be part of our family.
周四，我现在有一家人在这里了。
Adults can join us too if you like.
Well, 成人也不要怕羞，都可以来加入。Yeah, go ahead, sit down. One.
Maybe you could sit. You're okay? You're okay? All right. Nice to have a big family.
All right. Good.
So, does anybody know what the first week is about? What's our theme? Yes. Prophecy. Good.
第一个礼拜就是预告，先知预告。
So we're going to light the first candle for prophecy.
所以说第一个蜡烛要点的就是预知的 prophecy 圣灵耶稣的降生，这是一个预告。
There are five candles. There are four for each Sunday, and then the white one is for Christmas Day.
这种上面总共有五个蜡烛，你可以看到的是四个蜡烛是不同颜色的啊，它是每一个礼拜天点的，中间最后一个白色蜡烛是最后的那一天，就是 Christmas 那一天点的。
So let's first of all make sure everybody knows what a prophet is. What's a prophet?
大家知道什么是预告吗？先知吗？
Yes. One more time.
Is it somebody who interprets God's speech?
Who interprets God's speech? Yeah, well, speaks for God might be a good way to say it.
所以说先知就是能够解释神讲的话的人，预告的。
It's okay in our family if you aren't exactly right.
所以说没有完全答对无所谓的了。
All right, does a prophet tell about things that are happening right then, or does he tell about the future, or both? Both, he tells about both.
先知讲的是不只讲未来的事情，他还可以讲过去发生的事情。So
we are going to read today from the book of Isaiah first.
这时候我们就是要从以赛亚书念一个章节。Does
anybody know how long ago, or how long before Christ Isaiah lived?
你知道的。
A long time.
So Isaiah 大概活了多少时间?
About 700 years before Jesus he lived.
他是在耶稣基督700年前诞生的.
So you know that that was a long time ago.
那大概是很久很久的一个时间了.
So would somebody like to read some verses for us? Just they're very easy. So one is. Isaiah 7:14. If you're looking at your sheet here, we're going to read these verses that are right here. All right.
Oh. 7:14.
他们会念这个以赛亚书其中一个章节，然后Stephanie会念其中一段。
Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign: the virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
All right, so God said that there's a prophecy, two things are going to happen.
神说这有这两件事情要发生.
And what are those two things? Did you hear? What's one?
The virgin will give birth to a son.
The virgin will give birth to a son, very good.
会生一个儿子。And
the second one was?
童女会生一个。You
will call him Emmanuel?
Call him Emmanuel, that's very good.
他会生说叫这个叫做以马内利。And
then the second passage in Isaiah is chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Who would like to read that? Chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it. With justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
All right, thank you. So there are many names that Jesus was going to be called. I won't ask you to say all of them.
这时候你看到这个以赛亚第九章，他们刚念的这个里面，耶稣基督有好多的名字，在以赛亚第九章第六节那边开始到最后到第七节。
And now remember, how long was this before Jesus?
这是在耶稣基督700年前的事情，他开始宣告预言这件事情。Now
Nancy is going to read what happened in the book of Luke, so this is 700 years later.
所以在这个 Nancy 就要念700年之后发生的那件事情，一个是预告，真实要发生的。
But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
Wow, look how many of the prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus.
很多的这个预言都已经实现了, 所以这段刚刚念从路加福音念的在第一章。
So each night this week, as you come over to our house for devotions, we will read some more scriptures and the fulfillment of them in the Bible.
所以在这个礼拜中间，我们每天都会在研讨这个预言的事情。
Do you have any questions? So what we always did as a family then is we let somebody choose a favorite Christmas song and we'd sing it together. So who has a favorite Christmas song?
So
Joy to the World.
选一个很喜爱其中一个带领一个圣乐。
All of you can join us as we sing Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. I know that verse, but I don't know how many you do. So then what we would do as our families then is we would have a prayer time thanking God for Jesus and anything else that we wanted to pray about.
这就是我们一个时间跟耶稣基督说感谢。
And just a family tradition of ours, because the kids always liked it, we got a box of assorted chocolates and they each got to choose one.
这时候他们自己家里就有一包巧克力大家可以分享的之后。
So let's give our family a hand.
Woohoo!
They can go back to their seats as soon as they get their chocolate. Well, as you can see, it can become a very meaningful part of Christmas with a focus on Christ instead of all the rest of the things.
当你可以注意到这样庆祝耶稣基督的降生是一个非常有意义，取代了我们专注在礼物上面，我们能够专注在耶稣基督身上。
So every week we're going to put in the bulletin an insert like this.
所以每个礼拜我们都会在这个 bulletin 里面换这一个每个礼拜的 advent 一些东西可以做的。You
can see the first part. There's a Bible search for children to do.
甚至它有一段时间是圣经里面章节可以去寻找的，可以给小朋友做的。Even
some suggestions. I thought about bringing a beard this morning, have somebody dress up like a prophet, but I did not do that.
我有时候觉得，甚至有些 prop 你可以准备的啊，小朋友。 Either是 dress up 像其他像 prophet 一样的，我本来今天早上要准备，但是没有时间，没有做。Another
suggestion is to write out fun predictions for each other.
甚至有些就是学很好玩的游戏，就是做一些趣味竞赛，预言未来发生的事情。And
maybe you have never had a time of family prayer and reading the Bible together. I think this is a great time of year to start it.
说。 平常要是自己没有一个家里一起祷告的时间，一起聚会的时间，这是一个非常好的一个机会。And
we have continued to do this even after our children left home. It wasn't just for children.
所以说是说我们当我们小朋友慢慢都长大离开了之后，我们还继续做，这不只是为了我们自己的小朋友。So
every night this week we would light the one candle because it represents prophecy.
所以说这个礼拜当中我们就有一个蜡烛是点亮的。
And the next week, we would light two candles.
下个礼拜就变成两个蜡烛点亮了。So
you get the idea of what you can do with Advent.
所以说你就大概知道这个降临节气怎么样去庆祝，你大概有一个基本的一些观念。
And if you prefer, there are even Advent devotionals with some excellent readings as well, but you may choose whichever you like.
如果说你自己有一个灵修啊，愿意在这个降临期间有一个特别的灵修啊，我有一些材料，你也可以自己找在这灵修啊，在这一段时间怎么做。
Well, Christmas is a coming, and the geese are getting fat.
啊，真的是圣诞节快来了，说的鸭子不是儿子鹅都越来越胖了。
Is it time to make Christmas more meaningful at your house?
是不是这是一个很好的时间让圣诞节更有的意义呢？
Last thing I want you to do before you leave is right there on the bottom of your notes, something that you're going to do differently this year. Choose one thing at least and write that down. If you want to talk about it with your spouse, that's fine too.
那件事情让大家离开之前做的一件事情就是你那个 bulletin 上面的单张，有一件事情要你做的是，我今年要做一个跟往年都不一样的事情，就写一件事情就好了，你做比较不一样的。
Do you have a responding hymn? That's it. So Betsy will come and lead us in a responding hymn.